And it's time for the Bay Area's favorite quiz show, Minds Over Matter, with host Dana Rodriguez. And he's joined by educator Lori Fisher and technical editor Kira Pace. This is Minds Over Matter on KALW San Francisco Bay Area.
If you ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that.
And it's gotta be our moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Damian, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. We hope you are having a wonderful Father's Day, and we also want to wish you a happy Juneteenth. So please, if you have an hour to spare, we would love to spend it with you. Feel free to settle back and give us a call. We have two numbers here, area code 415-841-4134. Again, our lines are open right now. It's a good time to call, 415-841-4134. Or toll free, 866-798-8255. Again, that is 866-798-8255. As you may know, if you listen to the station, we are doing a membership drive. We want as many new members as possible. And the we have been gifted our show with a challenge match. They have said, we're going to give you $2,000, but you have to match it. So we're asking you out there, if you enjoy the show, and where can you find another show like this on this station? And if you do enjoy the show, and when it's on, and the people on it, and everything about it, now's the time to show us, because we want to match that $2,000. It's a challenge match from the Producers Circle members, and they've made this challenge to support KALW's programming, and we are encouraging folks to renew or make a first-time gift. So what you can do is call 1-800-525-9917. And if you have trouble with that line for whatever reason, I understand a couple of folks have had, all you have to do is go to kalw.org and click on donate. That's it. So again, we're trying to match that $2,000. So make us look good. You know, my husband, I'll never hear the end of it if we don't match this, believe me. So
maybe he'll match it. Yeah.
Well, he could.
Yeah.
Not that he will, but he could.
But now I'm actually torn. I kind of like the idea of your husband giving you a hard time. But no, it's probably best. It's best to match it. We should match
that. Yeah, so we are trying to match that $2,000. So let's do it in the next hour if we can. To go to kalw.org and click on donate, or 1-800-525-9917. So let's make that and show them how devoted all you listeners are to the show. We would appreciate it very much indeed. Okay, we're going to let me tell you a little bit else here. Our email address is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. So it's always great to hear from you. But if you ever want to email us, that's the place to do it. MINDSOVERMATTER1. MindsOverMatter1. That's the numeral one. And if you would like to listen to us in live stream, that is at kalw.org. And remember, you can click donate and become a new member there while you are there. And of course, the podcast should be up reasonably soon after our show tonight, also at kalw.org and many other places. So start with KALW. I'm sure they would appreciate that. Once more, the two numbers to join us, 415-841-4134, or toll free, 866-798-8255. This is a good time to call into the show. We want to take as many calls as possible, but we can't do it unless you call in early. So please do that. We want to hear from you on different levels here. So we're going to start with the round of introduction and then a round of question. Here's the first. Kira Pace wishes her dad and all who celebrate a happy Father's Day.
Indeed. Happy nice. Father's Day.
Very nice.
First, Lori Fisher wants to publicly thank the Golden State Warriors for winning the championship in Game 6 and thereby avoiding prime competition between Minds Over Matter and Game 7. We know what a loyal fan of the show Stephen Curry is, and I'm so glad that he did not have to choose.
Yeah, it was going to be them or us. If the final game happened, it would have been during our show. And last, and now, with new packaging but the same great taste, our moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
That's right. Yeah. And we will begin the questioning with Kira Pace.
All right. I'm going to ask just a very quick version of a question that if it doesn't get answered, I will add more information to later in the show. And that is, who choreographed the piano scene in the movie Big, you know, where they're dancing around on the piano at FAO Schwartz? Who choreographed that? That's all the information we can give you right now. And then I'll ask you a proper question after you're done guessing.
Is this person not usually known as a choreographer?
No, sometimes this person is known as a choreographer.
I read this recently, but I'm trying to remember where I read it. This person didn't just die, did they?
Nope.
Okay.
They still alive?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. All right, no, I'm not really.
Is this person in the movie?
No.
Is this person a woman?
Yes.
Okay. All right. All right. I got it.
Is this person well known for other things besides choreography?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. For being an actress generally?
No.
No?
Okay. Singer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of, or are you just trying to get rid of us?
That is one of the things she has done.
All right. Okay. All right. Repeat the question, please.
Sure. Who choreographed the scene in Big with the piano scene in Big? They're dancing around on the piano.
In the FAO Schwartz.
In the FAO Schwartz, yeah.
Right. Okay. Okay. Right. And Laura, you go ahead.
All right. Well, I have my fundraising question. Since it's a fundraising night, I'm going to have the callers come in. And for every answer, either the panel or the callers get, I'm going to give $10 up to $100. And here's the question. I'm taking the word minds, it's a minds over matter, M-I-N-D-S. And I want them to know the most recent best actor and best actress award winner for the Oscar, whose last name begins with that letter. So who's the most recent winner, male and female, whose last name begins with M, and then I, and then N, and then D and S for mines? There's one of them that doesn't exist, and if someone figures that out, but if we run the table, I'll give $100. That question makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
So it was like KLW, the A would be Ben Affleck and Julie Andrews, but I didn't include that because I like the answers to mines better, and it'll cost me more money. So M-I-N-D-S. Give you up to 4 of the 9 if you guys get them.
Is S for actress Emma Stone?
It is. For what movie?
Good.
La La Land?
It is. All right. That cost me 10. Keep going.
I have to think about
it. And that was 2016, in case anybody's wondering.
So it's only the last name, and it can be an actor or an actress.
Well, I'm looking for one of each. That's why there's
one of each. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Except that one doesn't exist, which I'm assuming is one of the eyes.
You might assume that. Yeah. And you would be, I'll tell you this, you'd be correct.
Yeah.
One of the eyes.
So who's the other eye, though? Who's an actor or actress? The last name of I, Dana.
I can't think of any right now. Isn't that terrible?
Yeah. Yeah. So evidently, there's one.
Eldritch Ebus. Right, but he doesn't. He's never won
an Oscar. Yeah. One Oscar winner with the last name of I. Person,
they're all well known. I will say that.
You said there's only one that's missing.
Just got it. It's the woman I who's missing.
It is the woman I. Okay, yes. So all right. So dude I is still there.
The dude I is definitely there.
All right, give it just once more, and then
for M I N D S for minds over matter. I am looking for the most recent winner of the Best Actor and Best Actress Award, whose last name begins with that letter. And Kira got Emma Stone for La La Land, and we're looking for 8 others. There is none. There's no woman whose last name begins with I who is one. But there is a man.
All right.
Okay.
And the two numbers to join us are area code 415-841-4134. Or toll-free 866-798-8255. Just a reminder, we are trying to match a $2,000 challenge for Minds Over Matter and KALW. Please help us do that over the course of the hour. All you have to do is go to kalw.org and click on Donate, or call 1-800-525-9917.
And let's go to a call. We already have $10 in for me.
Good.
Here we go.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good evening, Tom and Debbie in Napa. And I will be donating to that challenge grant $100 and appreciate the opportunity to do so. Great show.
Thank you so much.
That's great.
So my question, the states, there is one state currently in the United States that has a two-sided flag. And the bonus question is, there is one state, one country in the world that also has a two-sided flag. This according to current references in Britannica.com. But
it's a great question.
Yeah, it's okay. So the state one, it's west of the Mississippi. I don't think it's Oregon. It's I think it's northern.
You got it. Is it Oregon? It is Oregon.
Okay.
And there's one country in the United States, I'm sorry, outside of the United States, that apparently also has a two-sided flag, but that'd be pretty random.
I've never heard that, so I have no idea. I don't even have a guess.
According to the site, Paraguay.
Huh. Oh, okay.
No idea.
Hmm. I did not know.
Those are your two. And final closing, state-related. One state in the United States is currently running a marketing campaign based on the slogan, honestly, it's not for everyone. And which state in the United States has decided to invest their marketing money in that as a campaign?
You mean the campaign is, our state is not for everyone?
Exactly.
Honestly, it's not for everyone. The state motto is slightly different, and I will get to that, but the current marketing campaign has, honestly, it's not for everyone.
You know, I think I know this because there was something in the New York Times about it not too long ago.
I saw it on the back of, like, The Atlantic, or
yeah,
is it Kansas
or Nebraska? Is it one of those two?
Yes, it is. it's Nebraska.
Nebraska. Okay. All right.
Had a very interesting campaign right there. With Juneteenth somewhat in mind, the state motto, however, not their marketing campaign, is "Equity Before the Law," which they adopted in 1867 as part of being accepted as a state into the Union and granting the right to vote to all citizens, including Black Americans. So it's an interesting balance there, but equity before law is the actual state motto. Anyway, love the show. Again, thank you all for doing it, and have a good evening.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Equity before the law was Nebraska's state motto, and now their marketing campaign is "It's not for everyone." Huh?
Yeah. Hmm.
Wow.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 5 p.m. Our panel tonight, that would be technical editor Akira Pace, teacher Lori Fisher, and I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. And another reminder that we are doing a $2,000 challenge over the course of our show tonight. So if you want to help contribute to that, become a member of KALW. We're always looking for new members. Please go to KALW.org and click on donate. We would love to have you become a member of the station, and we would love to know that you support Minds Over Matter, because it's just about the only show that does this kind of thing in the Bay Area. So if you enjoy it and you support it, now's the time to show us. We want to hear from you. And if you would like to, just a reminder, I'm sorry, go to KLW and click on donate, or you can call 1-800-525-9917 to get on this show on a call. It's 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Okay, let me give you a couple of questions here. All right. What is the last state in the U.S. where you, by law, cannot pump your own gas?
Is it also Oregon?
Oregon.
It's not Oregon anymore. It's in small towns in Oregon, you can pump your own gas.
So New Jersey?
It is New Jersey, yes. All right, good. Okay, I'll give you a couple of harder questions then. What was the product for the first franchise business in America? The business is still going on, but what was the product for the first franchise business in America? It dates back to 1851. The product is still very much around. What was it?
Is it edible?
Or what is it? It is not edible. No.
Okay.
Is the actual franchise, you said the product is still around. Is that brand
name still
around?
Yeah, so I'm looking for the product.
Right. Is the brand name still around from the first one?
It is very much still around, yes.
Right.
Yes. So what was the product for the first franchise business in America? It dates to 1851. The product is very much around. It's a utilitarian item. And
is it a light bulb? Name,
it is not a light bulb, but it's a name you would recognize very easily.
It's too early, 1851.
Yeah, it is. You're right. You're sorry.
Is it Hallmark or Hallmark?
It is not Hallmark. No, okay. It is not. Second question. What is the oldest continually used corporate product logo in America? What is the oldest continually used, I have trouble with that, used corporate product logo in America?
What year does it date to?
It dates back to about 1882, I believe.
So it's not the franchise one?
No, it is not. Company. No relation between the two.
1882. And is this a logo we'd recognize? Is it familiar?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. Yes. It is the oldest consistently used corporate product logo in the United States. It's an American product, just so you know. It's an American product, American company. It's the oldest corporate logo in the United States continually being used.
Have most of us used this product this week?
I cannot guarantee, okay. But I think all of us have seen it. Let's put it that way. Many times.
Does it have to do, is it something that you would wear?
It could be.
That's
well, I mean, that was my question though. could be because sometimes you don't wear it.
Yes.
Well, so sometimes you wear it, sometimes you don't wear it.
There's nothing we wear all the time, right?
Well, no. So I think that's more like, I think I was kind of getting at like watch or clock, like a watch or clock maker.
Oh, that's
kind of goes with what you were saying.
Yeah, but no.
But no, it's not. Okay.
So once more, just to repeat these two questions. What was the product for the first franchise business in America? The first franchisee was in 1851. It's a product that's made today, utilitarian item, very well-known brand name. And second question, what is the oldest consistently used corporate product logo in America? These are two different questions, by the way. And dates from about 1882. It's a logo we are all very, very familiar with.
In this logo one, when we use it, are we likely to have it in our house?
Yes.
Is it a food or a consumable?
It is consumable in that it wears out, but it is not a food.
Okay. So what's that? Towel or Kleenex?
All right. And let's question. Go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Aziz. So first of all, happy Father's Day.
Thank
and
you.
Definitely I will donate, and I wish everybody that is listening to the station donate as much. This is a very good show. So I have a movie question. So Charlie Chaplin was married 4 times. What was in common between his 4 wives?
Well, they were all very young. I know that.
Well, That is it.
Is it?
Two of them were underage.
Yes. They were all teenagers, basically.
They were all teenagers, one girl. She was only 12 when he met her. Mm-hmm. Met her pregnant when she was 15 and married her when she was 16 because she was pregnant. Can you name the other three?
Uno O'Neill was one of his final
wives. Yes.
And was he married to Paulette Goddard?
He was, but she wasn't a teenager.
No.
She was older than a teenager.
Beside Lita Gray, there was one 17. The two other were 18.
The Lita Gray is the one I remember.
Uno O'Neill was quite young. I don't know.
Uno O'Neill was definitely young. Yeah,
and was very young. So yes. Yeah.
I think that's the fourth one.
Paula Goddard was in her 20s, maybe.
Yeah.
But I don't remember.
18. She was 18.
I think she was older than that. But anyway, I don't remember the other one.
All right. What about the fourth one?
Dad, I don't recall. So
no. Okay, her name is Mildred Harris.
Oh, Mildred. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, we should not only call him the little tramp, we should call him the little old tramp as well. By the way, you know, he fathered kids until he was 77. Did you know that?
Yeah. He did.
I mean, he was really, but you know, loving women is nothing bad. It's something that is very beautiful. Always good show, and I will call you again. Have a very good day, and I wish everybody.
Thank you, E. Appreciate it.
Generously to your show. Take care. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
No Egypt question.
And he was talking about a harem, so who knows? But you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 5. Feel free to give us a call, 415-841-4134 with a question or answer, or toll free 866-798-8255. Again, we are trying to make a $2,000 challenge match for Minds Over Matter in the course of our show. So feel free to go to KALW and click on donate. We would love to hear from you. We'd love to know you support the show. And please become a new member of the station. We really would like to hear from you. Or you can call 1-800-525-9917. And Kira, I think it's your turn.
Okay, well, first I need to take $10 off Lori. Francis McDormand for M, right? For Nomad Land?
That is the woman M.
Okay.
In 2020.
Did I get that movie?
You get a bell and another $10, KLW. Keep going.
It's Nomad Land, right?
Yes, Nomad Land. Nomad Land, yes.
Okay, the land I was a little shaky on. And isn't Jack Nicholson the last N?
He is.
For as good as it gets?
Oh, that's excellent.
All right.
Yes, 1997.
All right.
Oh, get in on this. Get in on some of that giving. Yeah, good.
Wait a minute. Minds. So we're just doing Minds.
M-I-N-D-S. So we got McDormand, Francis McDormand for the N, Jack Nicholson for the N, and Emma Stone, but we're still looking for the other gender in each case.
Then S. Okay, Will Smith then.
Yeah, very good. Last year, Will Smith for King Richard. Nice.
Yeah.
All right. So we've run the board on the S's. We're looking for M, I, and we have neither D.
And the guy whose last name starts with I, I'm trying to think of like any actors. Like I've got a sort of like Irwin Irving, but I don't know of any.
Stu Irwin never won an Oscar, surprisingly.
That was an E anyway.
Oh, was it really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, how about Bill Irwin has also never won an Oscar.
Yeah, no. He hasn't won an Oscar.
Do you want a question?
Yes, it's time for a question.
All right. I am going to give you the name of some pirates. I want you to tell me their origin, which is to say where they were pirates. And I've got a few names for you, so you can write them down if you want.
Aren't they all on the open seas?
When you say where they were pirates, you mean what part of the world they were pirates in?
No, it'll make sense when I read you the names.
Okay.
I mean, there were pirates all over, weren't they?
Good point. So the first name is One-Eyed Willie. One-Eyed Willie. The next one is Big Poison Wainer. Big Poison Wainer, W-A-N-E-R. The third is Captain Jamie Waring, W-A-R-I-N-G, Captain Jamie Waring. The next one is Frederick. No K in that name, by the way. Frederick ends in a C.
Just Frederick.
The next one is Captain Dan Tempest. Captain Dan Tempest. Number six is Conrad. That's all you get, Conrad. Number seven is Captain LaRoche, L-A-R-O-C-H-E, Captain LaRoche. And the final one is the Dread Pirate Roberts. So quickly, One-Eyed Willie, Big Poison Wainer, Captain Jamie Waring, Frederick, Captain Dan Tempest, Conrad, Captain LaRoche, and Dread Pirate Roberts.
So that's the whole name, Dread. That's not a description. That Dread Pirate Roberts.
Dread Pirate Roberts. Their name. Is the name of this character. Yes. Yeah.
So I know Dana. I know one of them, and it's a clue to the rest.
All right.
Big Poison Wainer was a Pittsburgh pirate.
It's the only one that's like that. Yes.
Okay. Oh, I thought they were all going to be like that.
No. I could have given you Roberto Clemente.
Big Poison Wainer sounds like a pirate.
It does kind of.
That was excellent. All right. So, but the rest of them are regular old pirates?
They are. Yeah. Okay.
The possibilities for One-Eyed Willie boggle the mind, but
just your mind.
Yeah, maybe. But so These are from movies too, aren't they? Because I
yes,
believe One Eyed Willie.
The rest of them are all fictional pirates.
One Eyed Willie is from the Goonies.
It is from the Goonies.
Oh. Yeah, right.
Then
Jamie Waring was Tyrone Power in, that movie with Maureen O'Hara. I forgot the name of it now. But it was Tyrone Power. I know that.
It was Tyrone Power.
I don't know.
I'll give you a clue. It has the in front of it. And otherwise, it sounds like a much more recent movie about ballet.
It was in color. It'll come to me. Anyway, it was Tyrone Power. Well, LaRoche, is that Basil Rathbone in Captain Blood?
That is not what I have. The word blood is in there, but it's not Basil Rathbone. It's Christopher Lee, 1962.
Pirates of Blood Island, is that?
There we go. Blood River. I will give that
Blood
to you.
Blood River, okay.
Pirates of Blood River.
But Dana, one of them must be Gene Kelly in The Pirate, don't you think?
No, that's Makoko.
Okay.
That's a one name. So,
How about, are any of them in Treasure Island?
No, that's a Long John Silver.
I know that. I thought maybe it was one of his buddies.
I guess that's conceivable. Why don't you go over the list once more there, Kara?
Ones we have left are Captain Jamie Waring, Frederick, Captain Dan Tempest, Conrad, and the Dread Pirate Roberts. These are all names of pirates. These are all fictional pirates now, since Lori got the baseball player who played for the Pittsburgh Pirates. So these are all fictional pirates. You just have to tell me their origin. Also, I will use this point to give you another clue on the person who did choreography for the piano scene in Big. This person also had one of the most successful debut albums of all time. Her debut album had 4 number one singles. So there you go.
How about Cyndi Lauper?
Not Cyndi Lauper.
The Tyrone Power movie is The Black Swan.
The Black Swan is correct. Yes.
That's the name of the ship, The Black Swan, by the way. And it's a pretty good movie. Okay. Trying to think anything. No, I guess that's it. Okay. And just a reminder, which I know, no, you shouldn't get tired of hearing it, because if you enjoy our show, then you don't mind me reminding you of this. First of all, happy Father's Day, happy Juneteenth, and if you would like to become a new member of KALW, we would love to hear from you. We really would. So if you support our show, you support the station, and you really have been a longtime listener, we would love to have you become a member of KALW. All you have to do is go to kalw.org and click on donate, or call 1-800-525-9917. Damian denigrates himself as a pitchman, but I think he does okay. So I'll turn it over to him.
Well, he does great. Go get him, Damian.
All right, thank you, Lori. Thank you, Dana. Well, yes, as the lady and the gentlemen have said, support a show like this, Minds Over Matter, where you can have fun and also learn something at the same time. You can do that in supporting and showing your appreciation at klw.org/donate. And a show like this, it's not out there. It's not really much out there like this. So Minds Over Matter is a rare breed. And for it to continue to keep going, we definitely need your support. And the only way to do that is to head over to our website at klw.org and click on that pink button that says donate. We appreciate you so very much. Minds Over Matter, Dana, Kara, Josh, Lori, and everyone else who's involved. This is all volunteers, so the time is it's on us. So we appreciate that you show your support, and whether that's word of mouth or financially, we so appreciate that. And once again, you can go over to klw.org and click on the donate button and show your appreciation.
Thank you, Damian. Well said. And
nice
job. Let's make that $2,000 match. And since we are about halfway through the show, let's repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet. Kira, we'll start with you.
All right. Who was the person who choreographed the piano scene at FAO Schwartz in the movie Big? And I gave you an additional clue that she had one of the most successful debut albums of all time that had 4 number one singles.
What year was Big?
85, 86. Yeah, it was in the 80s. I mean.
Was her album before or after that?
It was after.
So she choreographed the thing then made this hit album.
Yes. Yeah. Big was 88. She choreographed that and then she made this album. She's done other stuff before that and since that.
It couldn't be Paula Abdul, could it?
Former Laker girl, choreographer of Janet Jackson videos, host of American Idol. Paula Abdul is the correct answer to this question.
I'm so happy
nice
I
job.
Got that.
Nice job.
I'm donating an extra $10 because I got that. I'm really surprised. That's
good.
Great.
Job. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, and then the other question that I've left then. I've given you the name of some pirates, and I just want their origin. The ones I have left are Frederick, Captain Dan Tempest, Conrad, and the Dread Pirate Roberts.
All right. And Lori.
I have my fundraising question is taking the word minds, M-I-N-D-S. I'm looking for the most recent Academy Award winner for Best Actor and Best Actress, whose last name begins with that letter. And we're looking for the male who won, whose last name begins with M, the male who won, whose last name begins with I, and both male and female for D. Dane and Kira got Frances McDormand, Jack Nicholson, Emma Stone, and Will Smith. So we're looking for, it looks like, five more.
So there is, but there's only, is there only one that begins with an I, either a best actor or a best actress?
Yeah, and we determined it's a male.
And we determined it's a male.
Yeah.
Okay.
So one I, two Ds, and an M. That's right.
All right.
There's four left.
It's not Jose Iturbe.
It is not. He deserved it, but never got nominated.
Okay. And, so I am looking for, what was the first product for, what was the product for the first franchise business in the United States? It started in 1851. It's a product that's very well known today, still being made, a very recognizable product. What was the product that was the first franchise business in America, started in 1851? It's a utilitarian item, not something you eat, but it is something can be used up over a period of time.
And I have a question. As a franchise business, I can go find a store that sells this, like C's
you
candy.
Absolutely could. Yes, yeah. you still can.
Yeah.
You still can. And the second question is, what is the oldest continually used corporate product logo in America? It's an American product, so I'm only talking about American companies right now. It is the oldest continually used corporate product logo in America, started about 1882. It's very recognizable. We are all very familiar with it.
So, and it's not an edible, right?
It is not an edible.
I keep thinking candle soup.
Not normally, yes. And let's see, Lori, I think it's your turn, by the way.
Okay. I have a Father's Day question for Father's Day. I'm going to give you the name of six well-known TV shows. I want to know the name of the primary father or father figure. First and last name gets you a bell. They're all well-known shows. The Donna Reed Show, Friday Night Lights, Father Knows Best, The Patty Duke Show, Bachelor Father, and Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. So in the Donna Reed Show, Friday Night Lights, Father Knows Best, Patty Duke Show, Bachelor Father, and Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. What is the name of the father or father figure, first and last name, if you know him?
So you don't want the actor, you want the character name.
Yeah, I think the actors in some of the cases are really well known, but the characters' names, sometimes you know their first name, but I want first and last name.
All right.
So give it a go.
I will leave it to, I'll let Kira start if she has one.
Sorry, I was donating.
Wait, not during the show?
No, I was listening. Okay. I can't think of their last name. I mean, the only one I know here is Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and it's Uncle Phil is the father figure, which is, I assume, who you're asking for.
It is who I'm asking
for. I think
of
their last name.
It is Uncle Phil, and he does have, I need the last
yes,
name.
Yes, I know. Someone, you know, call in and tag team. Cool.
Well, while she is trying to ponder that out, I will say that Dr. Alex Stone is the Donna Reed Show.
That's a bell.
That's Carl Betts.
That is Carl Betts, the great Carl Betts.
Yes. Yep.
And you have another?
I'll leave those out.
Okay. So we're looking for Friday Night Lights, Father Knows Best, Patty Duke show. That was the one that I didn't remember. Bachelor Father, which I loved, and Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. It's Uncle Phil.
We
get the last name, we'll get the bell.
Mm. All right.
It's short. Yeah. It's Uncle Phil, one syllable.
It is one syllable.
I know.
I'm not, no bell on that. Okay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Turn down your radio. Hi.
Yeah, hi. Can you turn down your radio?
Right, it's coming from Mars.
There you go. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi, you're on. Go ahead, please.
Am I on?
You are.
Oh, okay. There was some strange stuff that just happened there.
You have to turn off your radio, Fran. I know it's you.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's off. Wow, that was weird. Hi. Hello, everybody. Hi. Happy day.
Thank you.
This is a question, a state capital question. By the way, thank you all for the show. We appreciate it. I've been listening a long time, and I hope other people are and will donate to KALW.
Thank you.
You're welcome. There are five state capitals that begin with A. Who knows what they are?
Anchorage.
Annapolis.
Oh, no, not Anchorage.
No, not Anchorage. No.
Yes, right.
Annapolis.
Say the state if you can.
Maryland.
Yes.
Austin, Texas.
Yes.
Go ahead, Dana.
You took my Austin, Texas.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Atlanta, Georgia.
Correct.
That's good.
Yes.
Augusta, Maine.
Yes. You got four. A, letter A. You have Austin, Atlanta, Augusta, and Annapolis. There's one more.
What are we missing here?
This is the big one.
Big one.
I know you all know it.
Oh, Albany, New York.
Correct. Nice. Bell to everybody. Wonderful.
Hey.
Yeah.
If you like this, I'll give you B. Do you want the B? I have four.
Four Bs?
Four Bs?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Boston.
Nice.
Correct.
All right. Go ahead, Kira.
No, I never memorized my capitals in alpha order.
That's a Jeopardy basic. You have to memorize.
I know. I did not go on Jeopardy, so it's.
No, I know.
This is amazing. You're always talking about state things, and I finally got together and wrote these down. And they're pretty easy. You know them, just.
Oh, Boise, Idaho is one.
Boise, Idaho. Okay, Boston, Boise.
Baton Rouge, Bismarck.
Bismarck, North Dakota, and Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Right.
I'm sorry. I apologize, Dana, for asking my rock and roll questions last week about Sally, but I really had to do it.
We love the Sally question. Yeah.
I understand.
And Lori got it.
Yeah.
And I'm very happy about that.
Me too.
So thank you. Thank you for the show. I appreciate you. Bye.
Thanks, Fran. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
I just want you to know how easy it was to donate to the KALW.org website. I just completed it. While answering state capital questions. So,
all right.
Wow. So it's very easy to do.
There's a listener challenge. See if they can call in and they're calling in, donate.
Let's just a word to our listeners. Let's not let the people who actually are on the panel for the show be the largest donator tonight. We would like to hear from you out there to become new members. We really would. If you appreciate the show, all you have to do is go to either kalw.org and click on donate, or go to 1-800-525-9917. We are trying to make that $2,000 match. We really are. This is a great opportunity for us, and we want you to be part of that as well. So let's make that match over the course of the show, 1-800-525-9917, or go to kalw.org and click donate. Okay.
I'm going to give you my phone. Banks. Phil Banks.
Oh, that's it. Phil Banks is on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I have no idea what you're talking about.
There are a lot of non sequiturs on this show.
Yes.
Okay.
Questions from last week are coming up.
Yeah. So anyway, okay, here's my Father's Day question. These are presidents' fathers' first names, okay? U.S. presidents' fathers' first names. And I want to make it as easy as possible. These are all 20th century presidents, okay? They're all 20th century presidents' fathers.
Wow.
Got it? Yeah. So I'm just going to give you five first names of 20th century presidents' fathers, and you tell me the last name. Here we go. Number one, Joseph. One each, okay? Number one, Joseph. Number two, Fred. Number three, Alfonso. Number four, Francis. Number five, Prescott. So again, these are the first names of 20th century presidents' fathers. I'm just giving you their first name. You tell me their last name. There was one each for each of our panelists. Number one is Joseph. Number two is Fred. Number three is Alfonso. Number four is Francis. Number five is Prescott. Remember, they are all 20th century presidents.
Now, are they 20th century or are they also 21st century?
They are all 20th century.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. You want to go first, Kara? You have one or two? Oh, one each.
I'm surprised that there are two dads named Fred then. Joseph is JFK's dad, right?
That's right. That's Sterling character Joe Kennedy. There you go.
And I think Prescott was father and perhaps grandfather to the Bush legacy, right?
That's right. He was George H.W. Bush's father, Senator Prescott Bush from Connecticut.
Yeah.
And also the grandfather of George W. Bush.
So three out there?
Yes. So we have Joseph Kennedy, Prescott Bush. The ones we have left are Fred. Remember, these are the names, first names of presidents' fathers. They're all 20th century presidents. The ones we have left are Fred, Alfonso, and Francis. Okay. Fred, Alfonso, and Francis. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, I knew those presidents. I guess they were easy. Hey, whose birthday is today, by the way, and born in 1962?
That covers a lot of ground.
A hint is you mentioned her name several minutes ago.
Is it Paula Abdul?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, nicely done.
You didn't know that, huh?
I didn't send her a card this year. I forgot.
No. I forgot to. Hey, here's my question for you. Thinking of, McCartney, his birthday was yesterday. 80 years old. You know that, right?
Yes.
Right. Okay. After the breakup of the Beatles, he went to relax, to get away from the tension. He went to his home in Scotland. He had a home. Do you know where it is?
You mean what city in Scotland? I don't.
What city or what peninsula?
Yeah.
I guess you don't know because he wrote a beautiful song named after it.
I don't know.
No idea.
Okay. Have you ever heard of the Mull of Kintyre?
No.
I've heard of the song.
Oh, you've got to listen. Yeah. It's a beautiful song, the Mull of Kintyre. So then I'm going to ask you, these are Scottish words. Do you know what a mull is in Scottish?
That's some body of water, right? Like a strait?
No.
No? I don't know.
A mull
is... Wait a minute. A mull.
What is the
mull? You mean as in mull something over? Is that?
No.
Okay.
The mull, the beautiful song which you should all listen to is called The Mull of Kintyre. What's that a reference to?
Well, you said it was where he was living.
Well, that's where he had a retreat. A home.
Yeah, no, we don't know.
Okay. Mull is Scottish for promontory, and Kintyre is the peninsula. It's in southwest Scotland, Mull of Kintyre. And so here's the easy question. If you were born on that peninsula, what's your last name? Or your family name?
McIntyre.
That's right. McIntyre means from Kintyre.
Nice.
So,
great.
It's
all right.
It's been a great show. Listen to Mull of Kintyre. It's a gorgeous song.
Thank you very much.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And if you'd like to join us over the course of the next 15 minutes, you better do it right now. Give us a call. Area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Okay, who has a short question they would like to throw in?
I have a short-ish one. It's on the theme. I could ask it quickly.
All right, go ahead.
There's only two films with the word father in them, and not counting The Godfather, I'm just saying the word father, in which someone was nominated for both actor and supporting actor. What were the films and who are the actors? So it has the
you
word.
You mean in the title, the word.
In the title of the film, there's the word father. And in both cases, someone was nominated for best actor and supporting actor. And in no cases did they win. And I'm looking for that information, the titles of the film. And if you get those, you'll probably know who's nominated.
In the Name of the Father?
That's the film. And who are the two actors?
Oh, that's Emma Thompson and
both
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Well, I'm looking for the supporting actor, not as she was nominated, but
it's that guy. He's died since
he's got an unusual name.
Yeah, not Brian. It's I can't think of what his name is. He played Daniel Day-Lewis's father.
Yes, he did.
But no, I don't
recall his first name is Pete.
Pete Postlewaite.
Yes, that's it. All right.
Yeah, right.
And now we're looking for the other film. There's one more in which the same situation.
Okay.
Word father's in the title, and supporting actor and actor are nominated, and one was the father, one was the son.
Okay.
We can leave it out. We still have some time.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, hi. Is this me?
It is you.
All right. Excellent. So I don't think anyone got Dread Pirate Roberts yet, right? That's from The Princess Bride, if I remember
correctly. Yes.
Oh, nice.
Very nice. Good. That is a bell.
Good. All right. And then I got a question for you guys. I'll make it as quick as I can here. So I'm wondering, what is the largest country that is smaller than all of its bordering countries? Ooh. And then, of course, what is the smallest country that is larger than all of its bordering countries?
That's a great question. That really is a good question. So give us the whole thing once more, if you would, please.
Sure. So I'm looking for the largest country that is smaller than all of its bordering countries, and then also the smallest country that is larger than all of its bordering countries.
So could you tell us, would it give it away to tell us what general part of the world these countries are in?
Sure. So the one that is the largest country, but is still smaller than bordering countries, that's in the Eastern Hemisphere. And the other one, the smallest that is larger than its bordering country, that's in the Western Hemisphere.
So all right. North Korea is not one of them, is it?
North Korea is not one of them.
Okay.
Is it one of the stands?
No, not one of the stands.
Okay. The smallest one that is larger than all of its bordering countries. No, okay, I have to think about that. Sorry.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
This requires a good deal of thought.
Yeah, so. and a math for me.
I can give you guys a couple hints along the way.
All right, go ahead. Give us a hint.
So the largest that's still smaller, it borders the largest country and the third largest country in the world. And it's also, I believe, the least densely populated country in the world.
So Mongolia.
That is correct, yes.
Yeah.
Mongolia only borders China and Russia.
All right.
The other one actually only borders one other country.
Oh,
so the one that is the smallest and is larger.
It's very small, but it is still slightly larger than just the one other country that it borders.
And it's in the Western Hemisphere, right?
It's in the Western Hemisphere. We've got another hint that'll probably give it away, but we can move along.
Well, if it's only bordering one other country, then it's got to be in Central America. No, it's not. It's
South America.
Hispaniola, right? It's Dominican
That's exactly
Republic.
Correct.
It's Haiti.
Actually, I believe it is Dominican Republic. I believe Dominican Republic is slightly larger than Haiti. I could be incorrect.
Okay. Yes, that was, yes, that was you are. You are right. It is slightly larger than Haiti. Yes.
So there you go. All right. Great job. Thanks so much. Love the show and just donated. Hope everyone else does as well.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Okay,
and
take care. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Minds Over Matter. We have a few minutes left in the show. We'll take as many calls as we can. I do want to remind you, we're trying to make that $2,000 membership match. Please help us do that if you support Minds Over Matter and enjoy the show that we try to bring you every week. And, of course, the other shows at KALW. Just go on to kalw.org and click donate, or you can call 1-800-525-9917. Let's go to a call, Damien. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there? Hello? No? Okay, next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Tom.
Hi, Tom.
How's everybody doing?
Good, thank you.
Good. Good. Let's see. For Lori's question, is it Matthew McConaughey for the male actor?
It is not. Somebody, I think, went after him. That's a great guess.
Okay, how about Daniel Day-Lewis for the other, the D?
No, someone went after Daniel Day-Lewis as well.
All right. And then Burl Ives, did he ever win Best Actor?
He won Best Supporting Actor.
Sweet Bird of Youth or something. But no, he didn't win Best Actor. But there's an actor. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. The franchised product, has that Fuller Brush?
Ooh.
It is not. It's a similar, it's a slightly more complicated utilitarian item, but that's a good guess.
Thanks. Okay. The logo, is that Levi's?
It is Levi's. Yes. Nice. Levi's is correct. Yay. It's the patch on the back.
The red.
It says Two Horse Brand. And no, it's not the red thing.
It's Levi's.
It's
the patch. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Ooh, I got lucky there.
Yeah.
Okay. Friday Night Lights was Coach Taylor.
Yeah. What was his first name? Do you remember?
Eric.
That's correct. Very good, Mabel, on that. Friday Night Lights, the father's name was Coach Eric Taylor. Really good.
Okay. And then was Truman's father's name Fred? That sounds like a...
It was not.
Good, solid Midwestern name. No, okay. How about... And then Conrad, the pirate, is a romantic poet, right? Isn't that a poem?
It is, yeah, and a poem that inspired a ballet and an overture, among other things. Do you know by whom?
Yeah, I can't. It's Shelley or Byron or Tennyson.
I will give it to
like
you
that.
Because you have said the name Byron. It was a Lord Byron poem called The Corsair. So that is a bell.
Nice.
Awesome. Okay. And then the quick question that I have, is there three movies nominated for Best Picture, which have an exclamation point in their name, and one picture with a question mark in its name. What are
they? Nominated or won?
Nominated. One of them won.
So Oliver has an exclamation point.
Yeah.
That's correct. Yeah, that's
Virginia
the winner.
Wolf has the question mark.
Yeah.
That's correct. Yeah.
And did Tora, 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 was that nominated for Best Picture and have three exclamation points?
It does, but it does not. It was not Best Picture nominated.
Okay. Okay.
Airplane, exclamation point. No. Not nominated.
Not nominated, right? So we're looking for two more exclamation points, correct?
That's right.
Gosh.
Something had one of the Moulin Rouge or La La Lands. One of those had
Moulin Rouge. Very good.
Is it Moulin Rouge? Yeah,
yeah. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Does Oklahoma have an exclamation point in the title? Or was it not nominated? So
I
it doesn't
think
matter.
It did at one point, but I don't think the movie, title.
Yeah, the movie did not. No.
Okay.
So, all right, you better fill us in.
But also a musical. Also a musical.
Ooh.
So well, we're running out of time, so you better tell us what it is.
Oh, okay. It'd be Hello, Dolly.
Oh, okay.
All right. All
right. So there you go. Thanks. Great show. Adios.
Bye. Thank you, Tom.
Good all punctuation right. question. Yeah.
The M, did you get all the M's for Minds Over Matter? Minds?
No, we're still looking for the woman who won for an N.
So we didn't get, was there somebody after Remy? So Remy Malek, you're not.
Yes. No, Remy Malek's it. No one said that. That's very good.
Okay. All right. Okay.
That's the M.
Right.
That's a bell for that. You have the woman who won for N?
No, and I don't have I either. I don't.
It was in the 60s. Know. And then we have neither D, both D's. Come on, Brian. Right.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Anne from Crocker Amazon.
Hi, Anne.
Hi. Okay, the movie Bull Durham had a scene where Tim Robbins was doing a dance in a bar. And who choreographed that?
Ooh, Paula Abdul.
Right.
Oh, is it?
Give yourself a bell.
And it's her birthday.
Yeah, that's right. And it's her night.
That's excellent. That's sweet.
Okay. Have a good night. Happy Father's Day. Happy Juneteenth.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Okay, time to clean up here. What do we got? Kira.
All right. Frederick is from Pirates of Penzance, and Captain Dan Tempest was from a TV show in the UK and on CBS called The Buccaneers in the 1950s. I think that's all I have.
Okay. Sure. The film that had the word father is I Never Sang for My Father, and Melvin Douglas and Gene Hackman were both nominated. Father Knows Best was Jim Anderson. The Patty Duke Show was Martin Lane, and Bachelor Father, Bentley Gregg. And then the ones we're missing for the fundraiser, and I'll contribute the money anyway. In D, it was Leonardo DiCaprio for The Revenant and Faye Dunaway for Network. The I is Jeremy Irons, okay, for Reversal of Fortune. Should have gotten that one. And the H is one of my favorites, is Patricia Neal. That was the oldest one for HUD back in 1963. So that's it. And I'll be donating after the show along with many of the listeners.
Thank you very much. And let's see, the product that was the first franchise business in America, that is Singer sewing machines in 1851. Singer sewing machines. And the president's fathers, the names nobody got, Fred, of course, the great Fred Trump, Alfonso Taft, and Francis is Francis Nixon. Let's see, anything else there? No. So just to remind you, our panel tonight, that was Kira Pace, technical editor, Lori Fisher, Davo Valley College. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Our thanks to Damian D. Minor for hanging the board and phones. And above all, our great thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call in. Just to remind you, we wish you a happy Father's Day. We wish you a happy Juneteenth. And we do hope that you can help us make this $2,000 match. We're asking you in all sincerity. So if you can do that, we would love to hear from you. Let the station know that you support Minds Over Matter and all the programming we have here. You go to kalw.org and click on donate or call 1-800-525-9917. So my best to you all for happy Father's Day and happy Juneteenth. And please join us next Sunday at 5. Thanks, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.